is the Hong Kong Football Podcast, coming to you once again from Kowloon, Hong Kong, after a fortnight in which, after a good start which fell apart, Eastern's Chan Yun Ting departs, Sapling Cup schemes pay off for small teams, with success for Yuen Long, Lee Man and Dreams, and with 3 months to go, strengthening Taipo, bring in Sandro. Not too many matches to talk over after a quiet couple of weeks in local football, but there is still big managerial news at the top of the table. Some transfer news, Sapling Cup results, Kitchie's AFC Cup bow, and some huge games in the Premier League this weekend. Stay with us. My name, as always, is James Legg, and I am joined, as always, by Tobias Tusa. Hello, Toby.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as we enter the year of the pig.
Great year.
Great year. Let's start at Eastern, where there has been a major departure.
Yes, indeed. Hong Kong's most famous football coach, Chan Yun Ting, has resigned. Now, we're not really sure if she was asked to resign, or she resigned on her own terms, but very soon after the latest loss in the Sapling Cup, at the beginning of February, she announced her resignation.
Okay, so we don't quite know whose decision it was, but why would she be leaving at this time?
Well, I think we have discussed this already over the last weeks, that the track record at the moment for Eastern has been a little bit humble, to say the least.
That's a very polite way of putting it.
Just over the last 10 games, I think they only won a single game against
Hoi King.
Yeah. And I think the last time they actually beat a team from the top five, Salvan, that dates back to October 20th. So that's 4 months now, almost. Four? So therefore, maybe the decision can be understood. But the strange thing is that they're still looking okay in the league, right? They are runners-up, 1 point off R&F, but at the same time eliminated from all other cups. So it's weird, the whole season for them. So what's your take on this?
It is. It's crazy that they're still very much in the title race. They're a point off top. And that relatively superficial view of it completely masks what has been happening over the past 10, 11 matches, where they just really haven't been good. I guess they've been protected in the league by two things. One, they just had an excellent start. They won their first five games or so. But two, they took 4 points off RNF, which, being their closest rival, you know, protects them in terms of how close they are to RNF. And also, I guess it's a much busier season at the top. You know, the top five are separated by something like 3 points. So everyone's taken points off everyone. And maybe it looks a little bit better than maybe the performances on the field deserved. What does this mean then for the title race?
Well, given the last few weeks, I would have anyway said that it will be tough for Eastern probably to stay in the mix over the next remaining 8 rounds. Nonetheless, at the moment, they are still in there. And I think next weekend we will talk about this game that will give a good indication if there has been any positive development now under the new acting head coach, which will be Wong Chun-Yue, by the way, a former Eastern player himself.
They have brought in someone, recently brought in a player called Jordan Jarvis, who I'm not familiar with, but you were?
Well, he is a Hong Kong-born Filipino player. He already represented the Philippines national team recently. So he is not eligible to play for Hong Kong, but he could actually be counted as a local because he was previously registered as a reserve player, I believe, with the Hong Kong FA. And according to this, he could still be fielded as a domestic player, even though he will never be eligible to represent Hong Kong, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, certainly unusual passport scenario for him. Someone on the way out, as well as Chan Yun Ting, it looks like will be Yusuke Egawa.
Yusuke Egawa, our KFC star.
This is, obviously you've seen this as well. He is appearing in quite a dramatic screen role in the new KFC advert. Yeah. I was watching the local news a couple of months ago, and I saw this guy in, I think it was an advert for like baby milk formula, and I thought, is that Yusuke Egawa? And I thought, no, it can't be. And no, it turns out it is. He probably earns more money from this acting gig than he does in wages from Eastern.
Yeah, probably. And speaking of wages from Eastern, they seem to have a contract dispute at the moment. Yusuke Egawa wanted to extend his contract. There was a clause in his contract that would allow him to do so. But Eastern said he didn't play enough games to do that. And so at the moment, I think they are negotiating with the Hong Kong FA to resolve this situation. So in the meantime, maybe we see him in more advertisements.
Another player who has joined the Premier League, or in this case, rejoined the Premier League is Sandro. He's joined Taipo. He's back from a spell in Indonesia. Of course, he's a Brazil-born Hong Kong forward, formerly of Kitchi. He was the Golden Boot winner a couple of seasons ago, Hong Kong international. Big signing for the Greens.
Yes, absolutely big signing, particularly ahead of the AFC Cup qualifiers, which will happen at the beginning of March. So he will be a great addition for these two games, which will be most likely against the North Korean team. And other than this, what we know, he signed a one-year contract with Taipo. So he would stay on at least into the next season as well, as long as he doesn't get a better offer. We have heard this before, right?
Yeah. A couple of interesting signings, you know, off the back of João Amir joining from Pegasus. They're really boosting their attacking options, which some might say, and I would say, isn't actually their biggest issue. They could do with bringing in some people at the back as well. But that's just not how Taipo roll, is it?
No, that's not how they roll.
Sandro already has his first goal for the Greens. He scored on Sunday in their Sapling Cup defeat to Yuen Long, 2-1, the final score in this New Territories derby at Yuen Long Stadium. Two goals in the 60th and 66th minutes from two of the stars of Yuen Long's season so far, Chan Kwong Ho and Jean Moser, giving the Farmers an unassailable 2-0 lead. Chan's goal in particular was pretty special. The ball gets lofted in from the left, and Chan is right on the 18-yard line. He smartly opens up his body, lets the ball bounce in front of him and onto his right foot, then leathers it back across the goal and into the top left corner. Very nice goal.
Very nice. And Chan Kwong Ho, great season so far.
Yeah, bolstering his fledgling reputation in the Hong Kong Premier League. Then Moser made it 2, and Sandro, who had come on as a second-half substitute, scored a tidy little consolation goal in extra time. He got onto a corner at the near post to give it the old outside of the foot dink slash flick on into Chan Kaho's net. That leaves Yuen Long second top of Group A, where things are looking very interesting, because top of that group with only one round left to play are Dreams on 7 points.
Isn't that more points that they have in the league?
Yes, it really is. After 10 league games, they have just 6 points, but after just 3 Sapling Cup matches, they are on 7. Madness.
Madness.
That comes after they got a 0-0 draw against Eastern on Sunday in Qingyi. Not the strongest Eastern side. Some young players who we don't often see, such as Navid. Also Jarvis, who we just mentioned, he started the game. But it leaves Eastern bottom. They are out of the Sapling Cup, having played all 4 matches and got only 2 points. So we have Dreams on 7 and Yuen Long on 6. League leaders RNF are 3rd and Taipo are down in 4th. It's very interesting in Group A. In the last round of the group, the top 2 will play each other and RNF will play Taipo. Anyone could still go through, but given how seriously RNF are taking the tournament, a draw could really suit Dreams and Yuen Long. And what an interesting couple of semi-finalists that would be.
Yeah, something different.
Definitely, and I'm sure two teams that wouldn't mind getting themselves into a cup final. And who are they likely to face? Over in Group B, things are no less interesting. Now, we should point out we're recording this on Monday, which means that not only have we not seen Kitchi's match against Perak in Malaysia, but we also haven't seen this Monday night Sapling Cup game between Pegasus and Southern. But this is another group anyone could still get out of, except Hoi King, who have 0 points. But even in fourth, there is Southern, who have 2 games in hand, but will have played by the time you listen to this, listener. Then there's Kitchi and Pegasus, and so we're not sure how many points they're going to be on. But top currently are Lee Man. Sort of like Dreams, they have not quite more, but the same number of points from the Sapling Cup as they do in the league. 6 they are on in both competitions. That's after they beat Hoi King 6-2 at the weekend. The highlights are not kind to Hoi King, who defended risibly. By the 40th minute, they were 5-0 up with goals from Cheng Siu Kwan, Gonzalez, a penalty from Michel Ndri, another from Gonzalez, and then maybe the best own goal I've seen all season. Young Zhang Zihin went to clear the ball inside his own 6-yard box, but instead he sliced it massively and it went into his own net. It's absolutely excellent. Toby, did you see this?
No, I haven't.
You need to watch this. It's very gif-able. You'll enjoy gif-ing that.
Right.
Or gif-ing it. Whatever.
Goal of the season contender.
It's an own goal of the season contender. I don't know if we can give goal of the season to an own goal, but we can try.
Sure.
Hoiking did get back into the game. They got it to 5-2 with a brace either side of halftime from their Korean recent signing, Kim Min-ki. I don't know much about this guy, but his second goal was very nice, though he does look like he might have had one too many bibimbaps. He is a large fellow. But well done to him. A brace on only his third appearance for Hoiking. 6-2. It ended after another penalty, this time from Gonzalez, allowing him to get his hat-trick.
That's not bad for a centre-back.
Not at all.
And can you recall any instant in global football where this happened before?
None spring to mind. Certainly not a centre. I mean, surely a defender, like a full-back, would have got a hat-trick. But for a centre-back to do it is quite something. One other thing I'd like to mention is just how handsome Lee Mann's away kit is. Those blue and white stripes are quite cool, no?
Well, you like blue, of course. So.
I do like blue. And just one last bit of news before the break is that Philip Chan was awarded MVP for December after some great performances for Taipo, including in their Senior Shield final loss to Kichi. We talked last time about how he'd impressed us recently, didn't we?
Yes, proving once again that the HKFA is listening to the podcast and is taking into account our opinions.
We are influencers.
Of course. KOLs.
Indeed we are, and well done to Philip Chan, MVP for December.
The Hong Kong Football Podcast comes out every 2 weeks, dropping on each second Wednesday. Make sure you never miss our latest show by subscribing on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podcast Addict, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
We haven't talked much about the Lunar New Year Cup.
Oh, yes.
It happened.
It happened.
Shandong Luneng won, beating Fernando Torres' Sagun Tosu in the final 3-1. More than 20,000 people turned up for the final day, though, so quite an attendance. Well done to the organisers on that front. It's one of those situations, though, in which I think, why can't you get that many people for a league game or even a Senior Shield final? Though?
Yeah, it's still a misery. Misery. It's a misery and a mystery, isn't it?
It's a miserable mystery.
Yeah, a Freudian slip. That was.
From the Austrian.
From the Austrian.
Can you just go one episode without mentioning Freud or Mozart or Red Bull?
Or Nietzsche.
Is he Austrian?
No.
Oh, you can't have him. Okay, but the Hong Kong League 11 won their third place playoff against Auckland City in the same tournament after some heroics from Pegasus players. Their goalie, Zhang Chun-hui, saved a penalty before their forward, Muhammad Awal, scored a very nice goal. 1-0, that ended.
Let's not forget, Zhang Chun-hui is, I think, 36 now. He was previously retired already and then was coach for Pegasus and then joined the team again because they were short of a substitute goalkeeper. And there he is.
Yeah.
Still a number one contender.
I think he definitely is, yeah. That's the Pegasus goalkeeping situation has never been the most stable anyway. But good to see people turning out and having fun at one of the city's most historic footballing touchstones. Speaking of Hong Kong football history, we've just recently released the latest in our two-part series of special episodes looking back at Hong Kong football history. The episode is called When Jesus Came to Hong Kong, the Derek Curry story. It's all about Derek Curry, the Scottish winger who came to Hong Kong in 1970 and really stormed the league, won the league with two different clubs. And this is all about his time. The second episode, if anyone listens to the first one, which was mostly about his time at Rangers, this episode is about his move to Seiko and how they essentially launched this domination of Hong Kong football, which would last for more than a decade. And there's a lot of funny stories involving celebrities. I won't give away the names of those celebrities, but go give it a listen. It is already published and hopefully you can enjoy and maybe learn a little bit about Hong Kong football history.
Just rest assured, if you're below the age of 25, you probably won't know these celebrities.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But I do explain who they are.
Yeah,
in the said episode. Now, listeners, as you may know, we at the Hong Kong Football Podcast produce an annual season review magazine, a 32-page printed product, which we give away for free at the end of the season. It's quite important, we think. We're trying to inform, educate, entertain, and to preserve some of the flavor of the season just gone for posterity in a city which has not always excelled at sustaining local football culture. It's written in both English and Chinese, so almost anyone in the city can read it. And this is the point I'm getting at. We need sponsors to help pay for it. We'll be running adverts in the magazine this year purely to pay for the cost of getting all 2,000 copies printed and getting all of the words translated. As with most aspects of this podcast, we will not make any profit. We just want to make sure we can afford to keep doing this for you guys and for local football. So if you or your company is interested in advertising with the Hong Kong Football Podcast Season Review, then get in touch. There will be 2,000 printed copies given away to local football fans in May. Plus, we will give you a shout out on the podcast, plus shout outs on all of our social media platforms covering thousands and thousands of followers. Maybe you want to boost your small business. Maybe you've got an event over the summer which you want to promote. Maybe it's a big business. I don't know. Maybe you just have a personal message you want to get out there. If so, get in touch on podcast@offside.hk, and we can talk about how much it will cost to do so. Please do get in touch with friendly people, even if it's just a casual inquiry. We can help you out.
That said, we're also taking license. Kung Hei Fat Choi.
Yeah, that too. That's totally serious. Okay, after nearly a month away for all of these cup games, the Premier League returns this coming weekend.
Woo! Woo!
And there are a couple of very tasty looking matches coming up. The first of these is Taipo versus Kitchi, Saturday 2:30 p.m. in Taipo. Now we know that the Greens struggle against Kitchi, but with the champions just back in the city after their match in Malaysia, could this be the time to play them?
Well, I said last time is the time to play them,
yeah.
But it still is. It still seems to be. And there has been a significant change from the previous Senior Shield final, where Taipo played very well, and I think it was a competitive game until the very end. But yeah, they strengthened their squad compared to Kitchi, so they have an additional attacking player who could maybe make the difference eventually.
Yeah, not only that, but Sandro, of course, is a former Kitchi player, former Kitchi star. Well, he did 3 seasons with them, won all sorts of trophies. Could he remind them what they're missing?
Well, I think that could be his extra motivation here, because he didn't really have a very friendly departure from Kitchi. There were contract negotiations going on and he wasn't very satisfied with it and then eventually left. So yeah, maybe he still has some open things to settle with his former club, which would be good, of course, if that happens on Taipo Sports Ground already this weekend. Other than this, I think that it will be quite interesting how Taipo will now line up, if they will put Sandro next to Wong Wai and Philip Chan, for example, into the midfield, where it makes more sense, still keeping Igor Satoru and Harrison Sawyer up front. But then, yeah, it's a very attacking lineup against a team like Kitchi, so we will see if they really go for that.
Yeah, is it possible that he could join Sawyer up front, kind of play off the front man, and maybe someone like Michel Lugo loses his place?
Right, and then Satoru dropping back into the midfield.
Yeah, it's more of a conventional left winger or something,
right?
Like that.
Yeah, but it still would mean that you play basically with 3 forwards almost.
It's Lee Chi Kin, he'll do what he wants. let's be honest. Anyway, so regardless of how they line up, do you feel any more confident for this game, Toby?
Well, I'm confident that we'll see a great game, and I could see it ending in a draw. I could see it going either way, and I will be there. I don't want to miss this. And I think we will see a good crowd coming, actually. I would very much expect around 2,000 people showing up for that.
And I think it'll be a very good game. It's probably the most attractive looking fixture of the weekend. But there's another one the next day on Sunday, 5:30 p.m. at Hong Kong Stadium. Eastern will take on Southern in the Battle of the Directions. Eastern have not won in a while, and of course they've just got rid of their coach, but they are still second in the league. Southern, a point behind in third, could change that and go second themselves. They could even go top if RNF's result goes their way. But Southern, just like Eastern, have dropped right off after a bright start to this season. They're fresh from that 1-0 loss to bottom club Hoi King. They've won 1 of their last 8 in all competitions. Eastern, similarly, have won 1 in 11. But these two teams have the joint best defensive records in the league, having both conceded only 8 in 10. So something has to give. One of them has to win, unless it's a draw, I guess. But there's so many contradictions here. The teams with terrible recent records, but also second and third in the league. Two excellent defenses that both only conceded eight. I don't know how to process all of this information.
And both of them have directions in their names.
And both of them have directions in their names. How is this going to go?
I don't know. But it's really hard to say. At one hand, Eastern really have a very, very bad record in the last recent months. And it doesn't really seem that the attacking line is working well together. You feel that Everton is sometimes out of place. What we thought that it would improve over time. But in this case, it doesn't really seem to be playing well together with Bleda, for example. Now, for Southern, I think that all of us had very high expectations on them. And then they completely caught us off guard with their loss to Hoyking, which now, given their recent performance against Lehman, really takes on even a heavier weight on Southern eventually. So it's really hard to say. I think both teams need a win here, and we will see how they manage this. I wouldn't be surprised if it ends in a draw even.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking as well. I mean, like we say, two good defenses. Are we looking at a possible 0-0, or at least quite an attritional match? I think that could be on the card. But yeah, I think it still could be a very attractive game, and it will be very important in terms of the title race. Down near the bottom, Dreams versus Yuen-Long in Qingyi, 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Two teams who, as discussed, are killing it in the Sapling Cup. Can they take that form into their league campaigns? Yuen-Long are surely the better side here. They're coming off three wins in a row in cup competitions, but they haven't won a league game in five. Dreams, who are second bottom in the league, are similarly unbeaten in recent cup matches. They just concede so many in the league. 3.4 goals conceded per match so far this season. This could be a decent game, but I think Yuen-Long's attack will have too much for this Dreams defense. Do you agree?
Yeah, probably. I would also see that Yuen-Long might have the upper hand. But still, I think quite amazing that you have a match between, what is it, the 7th and the 8th?
7th and 9th.
And it still seems to be a very exciting fixture. This is how far we have come with the Premier League this season.
Yeah, it is. It's a very competitive season. No one can take that away from us, I don't think. Elsewhere, league leaders RNF will take on Lee Man. This is on Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in Cheung Kwan O. RNF have to win here, surely.
Yes, I think so.
Do you have anything more to say?
Well, with a win, RNF would stay on top of the table still. And that might be very important given that now Eastern and Kitchi are directly playing against other contenders. So some of them lose points in this round. And so it's very important for RNF to pick up all 3 points to stay on top and get ahead before they play the big ones in the league as well.
Yeah, that's so true. That's something I didn't mention. But yeah, we do have second versus third and fourth versus fifth, which means that, yeah, I mean, for RNF, at least two of their rivals are going to drop points. If not, if there was, say, two draws, that could be an amazing situation for them. And yeah, it would be a real opportunity missed if they were to not take 3 points off Lee Man. Lee Man, of course, still only have 6 league goals in 10 matches, which is just not sustainable. They really need to score more than that. Friday night, under the lights at the Mong Kok, Pegasus versus Hoyking, 8 p.m. kickoff. This one looks like it will be an easy win for the Flying Horsemen there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Last time you said this for the Southern Hoyking game.
Yeah, but that's why it was a surprise. But yeah, I mean, so last time out, I guess, when they beat Southern, Hoyking had their new signing, Robert, but they were without him because they were playing in the cup against Lee Man, and because he will have played in the Sapling Cup for Kitchi, who's his parent club. So he's going to be back in for this game. That's a bit of hope for Hoyking. But so you disagree? The Pegasus are still the favorites for this game?
Well, they are the favorites. No, that's for sure. But I think now Boreal knows that they shouldn't take it lightly when playing against Hoyking still, even though 3 points are expected.
And of course, not just Robert, but there was 2 goals for Kim Min-ki against Lee Man in the cup. And so maybe...
Yeah, just need to make sure that they don't concede 6 beforehand.
They'd only concede a 5 by that point, in fairness. Okay, so 4 teams could be top of the league by the end of this weekend. Taipo could even pull level with RNF at the top if results go their way.
Crazy.
Now, which of these teams will be top? Given what we discussed, I think we all think it's going to be RNF. And so, as we have said, it's all very tight. 3 points separating the top five. Do you think that that will be a wider gap when we next speak?
It should be, certainly. But that does not mean that the title race will be less exciting by then. I think we will still not know too much more after this round. We will maybe have some indication if R&F now is staying on top or not. But other than this, anything could happen. Typo could be second, Typo could be joint top. So at the same time, right, they could drop down as well. So it's exciting.
It is certainly very exciting. Okay, I think that is everything for this edition of the Hong Kong Football Podcast. Have a great time at the football. Hope your team wins, and I hope that next time we speak, things are just as exciting in the Hong Kong Premier League. Until then, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We like Hong Kong. That's a place for you.